Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor DeZien, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. You know, fall's rolling around. We're getting quite busy here at the station, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Speaking of Fall Prevention Month, as you said before we started this recording, and you've got stuff about that.
Exactly. So when we look at September and we get into fall, the Center for Disease Control has has set aside September as National Falls Prevention Month. And one of the things that we need to understand is that more than one in four older Kansans will experience a fall in any given year. And I'll admit, I'm one of the people who has totally fallen literally flat on my face before. And this is a statistic that we are very concerned about in the state of Kansas, doing things that we can do to prevent falls ahead of time so that we don't have to worry about recovering from the falls once they do happen. So when we look at the data, Center for Disease Control has all kinds of statistics that we can look at on injuries and death related to falls, but there's one very important thing that appears in everything that we see from the CDC about falls, and it's four important words: falls can be prevented. So we have to understand that there are things that we can do as individuals to prevent falls regardless of our age. We have done a lot of work across the state of Kansas through Extension. We invest a great deal of time and resources on programs that help older adults increase their confidence in what we call staying upright. Preventing falls is something that we want to talk about routinely. We want to help raise awareness, and we want to help reduce that percentage of adults in Kansas that have at least one fall each year. So we look at one in four older adults reporting falling each year across the United States as a whole. But unfortunately, our numbers in Kansas are worse than that. We're higher here with almost 30% of adults across the state of Kansas experience at least one fall every single year. So we want to reduce that number, and we're really focusing on that across the state through Extension on different things that we can do. So when we look at some of those statistics, an older adult is seen in an emergency room every 11 seconds due to a fall. So it's really mind-boggling when we take it down to that specific number. And that is one of the reasons why the National Council on Aging is looking at September as Falls Prevention Month, is to help raise awareness of the fact that we need to work on falls prevention. We also find that when we're looking at 25% of folks, older adults across the nation, and almost 30% in Kansas, one in five of those individuals who fall experiences a serious injury. And this can be everything from broken bones or a traumatic brain injury. And when we look down at the numbers even more, 88% of emergency room visits for hip fractures are related to a fall. So they can be a very serious thing. So we need to understand that a lot of things that contribute to falls are things that we can prevent. So four things that we can specifically do as adults throughout our lifespan, but especially as we age, four things that we can do. The first is to have your healthcare provider review your medicines. We want to talk openly about our healthcare providers. We need to tell our healthcare providers right away if you experience a fall, if you're worried about a fall, or if you're feeling unsteady. And part of that is reviewing medications. Sometimes we're going to more than one doctor, and different doctors are prescribing different medications, and there might be something that's interacting with another that might be causing issues that lead us to be unsteady on our feet. So review with your healthcare provider the medicines that you're taking, and do not be afraid to share that you have fallen with your healthcare provider. A lot of folks are afraid, oh, that's going to make people feel that I'm not safe to be in my home. That is far from the truth. It's important that we share that information. The second thing that we can do is exercise to improve our balance and our strength. And there are a variety of ways that we can do that. The exercises are going to help our legs be stronger and lower our chances of falling. And exercise at any point is going to help us feel better and be more confident. And part of our initiatives through K-State Research and Extension are really working to expand programs that we have specifically related to fall prevention and increasing our strength. And two of those programs that we offer through the Meritazine District, one is a program called A Matter of Balance, and the other is a program called Stay Strong, Stay Healthy. And we run those programs throughout the district, so in Miami and Linn County, throughout the year. So that is something that I encourage folks to reach out to our office to see when our next class is coming up, or if you are part of a group that would be interested in hosting A Matter of Balance class or a Stay Strong, Stay Healthy class, feel free to reach out as well. A third thing that we can do is make sure that we have our eyes and our feet checked. Believe it or not, having problems with our vision is also a leading cause of falls, as well as having issues with our feet. If we've gotten some pain in our feet and we're adjusting how we're walking because of that, or if we're not using proper footwear, look to see if visiting a foot specialist is required from your doctor to help with any issues that might be going on there as well. And last but not least, one of the most important things that we can do is to make our home safer, remove things around the home that you can trip over. So this could be everything from removing throw rugs that we can catch our toes on, or adding double-sided tape that is specifically designed to keep your rugs from slipping, removing that clutter that is sitting around our house that we all seem to have, keeping items that we use often in cabinets so that we can reach them easily without using a step stool. And I tell folks, you know, where we have had stuff in the kitchen our whole entire lives, maybe that's not the best place for us to have it now. A lot of us have stored for years our pots and pans underneath the counter. If it's easier for us to reach them, put them above the counter now in a cabinet. And then, of course, having grab bars available in and around your tubs and showers and toilets and non-slip mats in the bathtub and on the shower floors as well. And finally, improve lighting in your home, making sure you don't have dark areas in your home, making sure that you can see well in the home during the daytime as well as at nighttime. If folks are needing more information on fall prevention, we have some great resources available here at the Extension office, and you can give us a call at 913-294-4306. We'd be happy to share that information. If you're interested also in finding A Matter of Balance or a Stay Strong, Stay Healthy class that's close to you, please give us a call as well. Or if you're interested in hosting those classes with a group that you're involved with, we'd be happy to talk with you about that as well.
Some important information about falls coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40. Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble.